Is there any question about what's going on in global warming?
Well, that depends on how we define it, Art, because from my research, I do not believe that there is global warming caused by humans.
Okay.
What I see is ocean warming, because I agree that there's ocean warming. However, the temperatures in the atmosphere are declining, temperatures on land are declining, but most of the figures you see, they talk about surface temperatures of the planet are rising. Well, surface temperatures include the ocean, which is 71% of our planet. I think the ocean is heating because of this cycle, and this is a primary contribution that I believe I'm making. I believe that they're heating because of underwater volcanic activity. Now, a little bit earlier, I heard you reading part of that article or discussing part of that article about the underwater volcano found off the Antarctic coast.
That's right.
And, well, that would certainly, and you also mentioned that could make the ice melt, which I think you were doing that a little tongue-in-cheek, but absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course it could.
Now, that article just came out on May 21st, that newly found volcano. It's interesting, there was another article just last week that I read that Deception Island in Antarctica is that when cruise ships go down there, it's a volcanic crater about 8 miles in diameter that collapsed so that the water is flooded into it and the cruise ships can go in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is off the coast of Antarctica. When the cruise ship goes in there, everybody strips off their jackets, they pull their vests, their thermal underwear, their boots and their socks, and they jump into the ocean because Deception is still active. So that's part of
it. That's incredible.
But here's the big one, Art.
That's incredible.
But here's the big one that you don't hear about. In the Arctic Ocean, now I didn't know about this when I wrote the book, but I just discovered this in the last year. In the Arctic Ocean, where we're talking about the ice melting.
Yes.
Scientists in the last year have discovered the Gakkel Ridge. It's a gigantic volcanic mountain chain that stretches beneath the Arctic Ocean. It's something like 1,800 kilometers long. It has deep valleys. It has 5,000 meter high summits. In other words, the mountain's underwater volcanoes are 3 miles high. The Gakkel Ridge is far mightier than the Alps, and we have discovered just within the last year that there is surprisingly, and I'll quote here from the article, it was published in the Max Planck Society, surprisingly strong magmatic activity in the west and east of the ridge. It's one of the strongest hydrothermal activities ever seen.
Did you say magma or magnetic? Or
Magmatic.
Okay, magnetism. All right, very good.
Okay, so it's one of the scientists saw one of the strongest hydrothermal activities ever seen at mid-ocean ridges. And this was just published on July 18th of 2003.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the satellite photographs, have you not, of the northern part of the world, and how much ice was there, say, in 91 versus now. Have you seen those?
Yes, and I've had, frankly, I've had a hard time explaining that, because I don't think it's caused by humans. So when I found this article that says that this underwater volcanic chain, which is bigger than the Alps, is active, then all of a sudden, so I can call it global warming, provided we leave out the human cause.
Let's say it's volcanism, both down south and up north.
Uh-huh.
That would be increased volcanism in the last X number, couple of decades or whatever, to cause this massive melting. To what would you attribute the sudden increased volcanism?
Okay, I think that has to do with the Ice Age cycle. And the reason I say that is 11,500 years ago, there was greatly increased volcanic activity, and so much so, just before we went into that small ice age, relatively small, but there was drastically increased volcanism. 23,000 years ago, before we went into that disastrous ice age, there was major volcanism. They found mammoth bones interspersed with up to 3 feet of volcanic ash in Alaska. So volcanism on land, the record shows that volcanism on land has in the past increased at the beginning of each ice age. Now, one of the things I said in my book way back when I started researching in 1991, mm-hmm. scientists thought there were about 10,000 underwater volcanoes in the entire world. Then in 1993, they discovered 1,100 more underwater volcanoes down off the coast of Easter Island. So in a matter of like 2 months, they increased the world supply of underwater volcanoes by 10%.
Got it.
Now that was then. We know more about the moon than we know about the ocean floor, really, because now, if you go to NASA's website, NASA now estimates that there are as many as 1 million underwater volcanoes. I mean, this is a major change that no one is really exploring yet.
It's the way a planet has of expressing the amount of energy within. Yes.
Yes. Sure.
And there are some that I've interviewed recently, Richard Hoagland and company, who believe that a planet's energy output, that our planet's energy output is now up, and that the other planets in our system exhibit a similar increase in energy. Had you heard that?
I haven't heard that exactly, but my understanding, I've got one article here, is that some scientists believe that Mars is now coming out of an ice age. And I doubt that there's too many SUVs on Mars.
Well, there is what appears to be global warming going on the planet Mars. No question about it. No question about it. So
right. I will definitely accept that word but I don't go along with the human cause part of it.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it could be either one or both.
Sure.
And from my point of view at this stage of the game, it doesn't matter, because we need to start recognizing that whatever it is occurring, and we should begin to plan for agriculture in the new setup.